Newmarket resident Martin Harding got an unpleasant surprise before Thanksgiving weekend. Despite being fully vaccinated, he became ill and tested positive for COVID-19 the week before Thanksgiving, scuttling family gathering plans. He was one of the cases associated with an October outbreak for the Midas Hockey League, a 3-on-3 league for men aged 50 and older operating out of the national training rinks in Newmarket that has players from across York Region and the surrounding area. The outbreak has 15 lab-confirmed cases according to York Region Public Health, and resulted in the October 21 death of Oro Medant resident Gary Weston. He was 75. Acting Regional Medical Officer of Health Dr. Richard Gould said the outbreak was confirmed October 8, when Public Health sent a letter to the league convener. National Training Rinks confirmed the outbreak, which General Manager Andrew Shorkey said they were informed on that day. He said anyone entering the facility must provide proof of vaccination, except those aged under 12 and those under 18 who are participating on the ice. Masks are mandated everywhere except on the ice, and locker rooms usage is staggered to allow time for cleaning. Harding said he is still feeling some lingering effects from the virus, including a lack of energy. He and his family are still seeking answers about how it could have happened. "It's something I didn't expect, that's for sure," Harding said. "Don't let your guard down, I guess. Try and be safe. It's such an unfortunate story. To have someone pass away is terrible, especially this way." Gould said all confirmed cases played September 27, September 30, and or October 4, with most cases playing on the first two dates. He said there was also some crossover with another over 40 hockey league. He confirmed all cases were fully vaccinated, and Public Health reached out to all high-risk contacts. "It is important to remember COVID-19 still remains active within our communities, and unfortunately this leads to positive cases being identified in a variety of settings," Gould said. "We are also noticing a concerning trend where individuals are not going for testing right away when they develop symptoms. Even if you are fully vaccinated, it is still important to get tested. We do not want to lose the progress we have made and can't assume it is not COVID-19. York Region has previously sent out public notices about sports facility outbreaks, such as basketball tournaments this summer. But Gould said a public notice was not required in this instance as Public Health received a full list of participants to contact. Shorkey told Newmarket Today he is upset he did not find out about cases until October 8, when transmission may have started after the league's game September 27. "Had we known early, we would have cancelled their skates earlier," Shorkey said. "No one should be blamed for it, it's just a really terrible situation." Shorkey added that the public health unit has vetted their protocols and has not found any issues with them. He said the rink has not had any other COVID-19 cases associated with it beyond the outbreak with the men's league. As for masking, Shorkey said it is not something they can enforce in locker rooms, but it is required everywhere except the ice. Harding said there were about 6 players spaced out in the locker room when he got changed October 4, but they did not wear masks while getting ready. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor commented on the outbreak at a York Region Council meeting this morning, October 28. "My condolences to the family of the deceased, and all the friends of the league there," Taylor said, adding he has visited the rink previously. "My impression was they had very, very strict screening going on." Taylor asked about the number of vaccinated versus unvaccinated COVID-19 cases in the region, which currently has 166 active cases. York Region public health data indicates that as of October 27, 54.2% of new COVID-19 cases in the 12-plus population are vaccinated. That figure excludes child cases, with those under 12 not eligible for a vaccine. Public Health has told Newmarket Today that this trend is skewed by the fact vaccinated residents significantly outnumber unvaccinated ones, with 84.7% of 12-plus residents fully vaccinated. "The public is largely under the impression that if they are double vaccinated, you're good to go," Taylor said. "That's not entirely true, but people are feeling they are safe." Still, Acting Medical Officer of Health Dr. Richard Gould said less than 1% of vaccinated individuals become cases, and vaccinated cases are far less likely to result in hospitalization or death. On Facebook, daughter Krista Weston posted about the loss of Gary Weston. "Gary had a severe stroke while fighting the pneumonia caused by COVID. He is leaving an enormous hole in our family and our community of friends that feels impossible to ever fill. Even through our grief and sorrow, we know how lucky we were to have such a special person in our lives. He will live on in our memories and in your memories. League organizer Wendell Harrison said he knew Weston well. It's terrible. We lost a friend that we had known for 40 years, Harrison said. Harrison said the spread likely started on their first night on the ice September 27, but players did not report feeling sick until after they played October 4, when positive cases started coming in. He confirmed 15 cases are associated, with one leading to hospitalization and death. He said masking would not occur all the time in locker rooms, such as when taking showers. Shower usage is allowed under Newmarket training rinks and York Region public health policies. The league is back on the ice now after shutting down for 2 weeks, but Harrison said they are being cautious. Being aware that this COVID can attack anybody, Harrison said. You can wear a mask, and you can do all those things, but somehow, it still spreads.